Early in May 2006, Warren Jeffs' name was added to the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list. He was charged as an accomplice to rape in Utah, on two counts of having sexual contact with minors in Arizona, and for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution. The FBI felt that national publicity might help to bring him in, and a reward of $100,000 was offered for his capture. "I have a corner of my state that is worse than under the Taliban," said Utah's Attorney General, Mark Shurtleff, after Warren Jeffs became one of the 10 most wanted. Warren, who had been in hiding now for 2 years, had long preached that he would be taken like Christ and crucified. But the end, when it came, on August 28, 2006, was far less dramatic. The car that he was traveling in was pulled over on a routine traffic stop because it lacked adequate registration. Inside were wigs, dozens of cell phones, and $50,000 in cash. "I was stunned, thrilled, overwhelmed, and surprised that he was caught so soon after he went on the 10 most wanted list. The fact that he was caught driving a red car, a color he had banned, amused me. Warren had always been a complete hypocrite. He forced the community to live under rules he ignored. I had just gotten home from taking my children to school when the news broke. The phone didn't stop ringing. I talked all day to friends and family. We were so glad he was finally behind bars. When I saw him on television for the first time, my heart began racing and it felt hard to breathe. I hadn't realized how much of a hold he had on me, and how even just the sight of him could send fear streaming through my body again. It was hard to think that such a meek-looking man could impose so much terror on so many. Seeing him walk into a court in custody was an unbelievable milestone for me." Warren's arrest was not the end of his power. After his capture, he was still seen as the prophet, albeit a persecuted one. The message he sent out was that God wanted him to be captured. For FLDS members living with almost no exposure to the outside world, this was believable. They were not going to abandon their loyalty to him overnight because he was in the hands of the wicked. The word around the FLDS was that the authorities didn't have anything on him, and it was just a matter of time until they would be forced to let him go. Somehow after his capture, Jeffs sent word back to his followers to close all the private religious schools. Children were to stay at home and out of school. This is still in effect today. Jeffs' mental competency was an issue initially, but a judge found him competent to stand trial. A trial is expected to begin in the fall of 2007 on the state charges in Utah against Jeffs for being an accomplice to rape. There are other charges against him in Utah and Arizona. He faces federal charges for evading prosecution. Warren Jeffs is both a problem and the symptom of a problem. The FLDS has created a lot of Warrens, men who are intoxicated with their own power, believe they need at least 3 wives to get into heaven, and want to dominate women and children. Generation after generation of believers has been conditioned to equate obedience with salvation. People who have never been taught or allowed to think for themselves don't suddenly change. Change is too frightening. Unlike other cult members who have lived a prior life outside and know other values, the FLDS is the only life Jeff's followers have ever known. There are currently no government programs in place to help the lost boys who have been kicked out of the cult. Dan Fisher still does what he can, but these boys need massive support, education, and training. One of the lawsuits against Jeffs has been filed on behalf of the lost boys. The hope is that a financial settlement against Jeffs can be used to set up a foundation to provide them the continual help and support they need to successfully adjust to their new lives. There's now a federally funded Safe Passage program in place to help women trying to extricate themselves from polygamy. But it meets only a few of their needs, and much more comprehensive assistance is needed. Its funding runs out sometime in 2007, and if its grant is not renewed, it will cease to exist.